This morning's reading is taken from Mark chapter 1 and can be found on page 1002 in the church Bibles. That's page 1002, Mark chapter 1, verses 21 to 28. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching, because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Just then, a man in their synagogue, who was possessed by an evil spirit, cried out, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," said Jesus sternly. "Come out of him." The evil spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. The people were all so amazed that they asked each other, "What is this? A new teaching and with authority. He even gives orders to evil spirits and they obey him." News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
It's not the warmest in here this morning, and so we are going to need to be interactive, and I'm going to need you to respond to me. And so let's just warm up. We heard the word amazed in our scripture. And so I need you to give me an amazed face, everybody. Yeah, some of you clearly have never been amazed in your lives. Come on, let's try that again. Amazed? Okay, that's brilliant. Yes, fantastic. If you need to go to the toilet, it's anyway. They were amazed at Jesus' authority. And so in this interactive piece, when I say the word authority, who do you think of? Have you put your hand up, young man? So your wife, I couldn't possibly comment because she might be here.
My mum.
Your mum? Right, come on. When I say the word authority, who do you think of?
Police?
Magistrates? Yeah?
Council?
Yeah? The president? Yeah? Yeah? Yep, okay. When I say the word authority, right. There's a number of different types of authority, actually. This is a bit of a segue. And actually, sociologists have done some quite interesting studies nowadays about how authority is both given and received. And there's what you could describe as charismatic authority, which is all to do with who you are as a person. And I'm sure we've all met somebody who we just want to spend time with because maybe they've got a brilliant skill. They're absolutely stunning at maybe, I don't know, doing something. You think you're a real authority in that area because you know how to do it really, really well. That's something to do with who they are. Now, there's traditional authority, which is actually often to do with somebody's position in society. And so, back in the day, you never questioned your doctor. Did you? Doctor said it, you did it. Positional authority. Because not only did you revere their learning, but it was their position in society. I won't make any comment about vicars at that point. But also there's that positional authority beyond the society thing, which is all to do with our relationships or our people's legal positions. Your boss has an authority over you. Why? Well, because he can fire you, or he can reward you, and he can direct your behaviour. Please don't do this, or don't say that. There's lots of different type of authority. I think at the heart of authority is a coherence in people's lives. Their lives add up. Whether it's charismatic, whether it's traditional, or whether it's that positional in terms of that legal relationship. If people's lives add up, they have authority. So, another bit of practice. Everybody needs to join in this. I want you to think of an animal which both has a kind of an action and a sound. So, elephant, you know. Not everybody can do elephant, though, because that's just not going to be fair or funny. Okay, have you thought of an animal which has got a sound and a kind of an action or kind of a description? You know, monkey. Yeah? That's my two repertoire gone, by the way. Yeah, have you everybody got that? If I count down to three, can we all have a go at doing that? Yes? Some of you are thinking, why the heck did I come to church this morning? Right, let's go. One, two, three. Oh, very good, very good. And St. Mary's Burheath is a farmyard. Now, the really difficult thing now is to now mix up the sound and the action. Yes? Do you think you can do that? So, if you did monkey, you might continue doing the monkey action, but moo at the same time. Yes? This may have no relevance at all. It's just funny. Okay. Yes? Do you think you could do that? Can you demonstrate for us, Dave?
I need to get my wife's permission. And she's not here.
Okay, come on.
This is all right.
Can I stop yet?
Yeah, stop now. Okay, right, countdown. Okay, let's go. Count from three down to one and we all go. Right, one, two, three.
Me!
Right, brilliant, fantastic. So, the main thing I want us to see as we look at this scripture is how Jesus had authority, and that had something to do with both what he said, but what he did. And they cohered, they added up, they made sense. Who's ever started a new job and you think, I have now some authority in my new job, and you spend most of the time going, I hope they don't find me out. Yeah? I hope they don't find me out, that I'm not sure I can really do this. Yeah, maybe that's starting school or whatever else. That's called imposter syndrome. Yeah, most of us experience imposter syndrome for most of our lives, and it's called making it up as we go along. Jesus had this extraordinary ability to be who he said and say who he was, and his actions and his words added up, and it gave him great authority. And we'll look at that in just a second. But look with me. Who was the person in our scripture that could see who Jesus was? Who heard that in the reading? Verse 24, if you've got a Bible, have a quick look at verse 24. Yeah? Is it verse 24? Yes? I know who you are. You're the Holy One of God. Said this man who's possessed by an evil spirit. The evil spirit could see who Jesus was, and yet the congregation in that synagogue in Capernaum just could see his authority, but not necessarily who he was. It's fascinating. So Jesus did some extraordinary things as he went to that Sabbath in Capernaum and went into the synagogue. He began to teach, verse 21. And, practice your faces again, the people were amazed at his teaching, because he taught them as one who had authority, not as teachers of the law. Now that's quite fascinating, isn't it? I wonder what the difference was. Actually, elsewhere in Scripture, we see that Jesus self-referred a lot, I am. And actually, the teachers of the law, if in the kind of ancient documents that we've got, often would refer and quote to other people. Who's ever had to write those academic essays and those very long, boring quotes you have to learn? You know, because it gives... Yeah, there you are. Because it gives you weight to your argument. Jesus didn't quote other people. He quoted himself. And he quoted the ancient scriptures. He quoted the words of God himself and himself. He had authority. So he taught extraordinary. And then he did extraordinary things. Verse 27. We were told again, the people were so... Why were they amazed again? Because Jesus said to the evil spirit, "Be quiet," sternly. I think it's great. Isn't it scripture fantastic? You get these little kind of... He said it sternly. "Come out of him." And the evil spirit did as he was told. So Jesus had authority over the evil spirit. Not only did he speak with extraordinary authority, he acted with extraordinary authority. His life, his actions, his teaching added up. And the result of this? Verse 28. News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee. When a life coheres, when a life adds up, it makes a difference. And we can see that actually in our relationships too. You always know when you meet somebody whose lives add up. Even if they're struggling with life, it's not to do with success, but if their lives, if their words and their actions add up, actually, you can see that. It's an extraordinarily attractive quality. And so what's the so what and what now that I see in this scripture? A, do we know who Jesus is? Because only the evil spirit did then, and I could do with us all knowing who Jesus is. Yeah?
Yes.
So that's number one. The second thing is, let's take the example of Jesus and let's work with him about that our lives will add up. That's called integrity. And you know what? The word integrity comes from the same word as integer, which means whole. And I would suggest actually living a whole life. I'm not saying a brilliant life or even... A well life or even a successful life, but a whole life is a beautiful thing where what we say and what we think and what we do add up, even if what we're thinking and what we therefore need to say is hard and difficult, because actually things are hard and difficult. Who is Jesus? He is amazing. He is the Son of God. He is the Holy One of God. And he invites us to follow him. And part of following him is living a whole life. Let's pray together. And so, Lord God, thank you for who you are. Thank you that Jesus truly was amazing. Thank you that his words and his actions added up. And Jesus, as we look to you for inspiration and for the power of your spirit, would you help us lead whole lives for your glory? However difficult, however trialing, or however joyous, may we live for you and with you this week. Amen.